Welcome to episode 25 of the podcast. This week, we're hearing from two local women whose talents brought them together to do good in our community. You'll meet Erin Cornick and Brittany Laxton. Their organization is called Girls Empowered of Holly Springs, and they hold classes for elementary-aged girls to help educate, inspire, and instill self-confidence, and provide them with tools to navigate and manage the emotional and mental challenges they face on a daily basis. Before we get started, you already know that this podcast depends on the support of sponsors. This week's episode was made possible by Your Organized Life and Our Moments in Time. My friend Daria from Your Organized Life has found in her years of professional organizing experience that almost everyone needs help decluttering. She can help you focus and stay on task and knows how to help you decide whether or not something still belongs in your home. If it does, she can help find a place for it, and if it doesn't, she can help you decide where it should go, and in most cases, can get it there for you. Daria can help you establish habits that will get and keep your home the serene and functional space it was always meant to be. Organized for the way your family lives. Help you become organized so you can have more time for the things in life that truly matter. Contact her today at yolwithdaria@gmail.com. That's the letters yolwithdaria@gmail.com. Daria can help you declutter and make room for what matters. Welcome. You are my 25th episode, ladies. Oh, I'm sitting here with Erin Cornick and Brittany Laxton. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
So I am talking to you because you guys have a really interesting thing that you're doing called Girls Empowered. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is, the mission, that kind of thing?
Brittany, would you like to?
So, Erin and I, it's kind of weird how we met, but we both have a mutual friend, and we have both talked about wanting to empower girls and to do something mm-hmm. with girls to help them in this day and age with the technology and the high stress and just the bullying and how to best serve them and how to give them tools that they need to help them just survive these years, and to maybe if we can help them when they're younger and like give them the tools and the knowledge and the know-how, then they can continue with that. Mm-hmm. You know, because I always remember whenever I was little having something that stuck out in my head. It might have been like a craft, or it could mm-hmm. have been something that I did, and it always kind of stuck with me. So mm-hmm. if we can find that one thing that sticks with them to help them maybe think, oh, that's not nice. I'm mm-hmm. just, even if they're not bullying, but maybe just to have that second thought, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of times girls don't have that thought. They just go.
Pack mentality.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. what's the age group that you focus on?
Five. It's anywhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We start as young as five.
As five.
And we go till, 11.
Like elementary school.
Elementary mm-hmm. is where we've been. Middle school, hopefully. If you teach them at that young age, it will continue. Right. And I would like to follow those girls, too. Mm-hmm.
That
throughout.
Would be interesting to see mm-hmm. the outcomes. Yeah.
And it does kind of start like in like the third, fourth, fifth
mm-hmm. yes.
grade is whenever that starts.
We've
to...
spoken with one of the principals, too, at Westlake. And she said her daughter had joined us mm-hmm. as well. And she was lovely. And just mm-hmm. it does. It's testing start in third grade. Yeah. Their minds start, you know, and they grow up so much younger. You even, sometimes kindergarten,
you know, peer relationships
yes.
get complicated.
That's what I was
sometimes early, sometimes mm-hmm. right on time, but it always seems to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they might not even know. So it's just to recognize, and I think that to know what a healthy relationship, what unhealthy too, is just knowing like friendships, different kinds of friendships, and knowing that you have the power within. Mm-hmm. And that's the grounding part. And with Brittany helping and strengthening your
Breathing and having the mind-body connection. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking
about
that.
That's where it connects us.
Yeah.
So, Erin, you are focused on, you have a clinic counseling background.
Yes.
So you are focused more on mind kind of
with her, yeah.
things. And Brittany,
self-talk.
You self-talk, right? Mm-hmm. Positive yeah. self-talk mm-hmm. and the conversations we have within our own heads and the story we're telling ourselves.
100%. Like we were just
Dr. Brittany yes. Brown. Yes. What is the story her. You're telling yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Brittany, yeah. you do...
We should do that with a girl.
We really should. You do yoga. What else mm-hmm. kinds of physical things do you do?
We do a lot of breathing and we do meditation. We do... I think yoga is really good for them because... we make it fun and then they can get into their own bodies, and it's part of mindfulness too, knowing, you know, when I get into this pose, how do you feel or where do you feel it maybe in mm-hmm. your body? And that was one thing that we were actually talking about earlier, about they don't understand they're never in their bodies. They're always like texting or watching. We're always, you know, multitasking and doing yeah. different stuff. And that if somebody tells you, what we were saying, like if somebody tells you like, oh, we need to treat somebody with kindness or love or, mm-hmm. you know, but.
What does it look like?
What does it feel look like? Yeah. What, and just stopping mm-hmm. and to show them and to like have them really be present, and just little exercises that we mm-hmm. do for them to really think about it that they might have never thought about it mm-hmm. before.
Well, sometimes I think it's hard, and they're almost ambiguous concepts, because the way that you see them manifested when you're growing up, it's in a cartoon mm-hmm. and it doesn't seem realistic. But if you can see these positive interactions mm-hmm. in an interpersonal kind of relationship modeled right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
We've done a role play in there too.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, mm-hmm. we do role play. And we try to get them, because some of the girls, they come in, they know each other. We do a lot of, yeah, role play. We do, I was going to say couples, not couples. what is it? Partner.
Yeah, partner work.
Yeah. We do a lot of partner work. Mm-hmm. And
we, separating them.
Yeah,
learning
separating.
To engage with people that you don't know, because it is easy to come mm-hmm. in. But you know what?
And knowing that it's okay, like normally you probably wouldn't have gone to talk to this person, but you did, and you might not have gone because you thought it was hard, but mm-hmm. you did it, and it was easy.
Yeah.
And it's like that first step to like saying, this is not as hard as I thought it was, mm-hmm. you know?
And that's a skill that will help them throughout their lives.
Oh, forever.
Yeah. Like at the beginning of every mm-hmm. school year, there's going to be some kids you know in the class mm-hmm. and some you don't. And when they go to middle school, you never know what's going to happen. Oh, so yeah. they're going to, you know...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's a lot of good stuff. And what about what kinds of positive self-talk strategies do you help kids work with?
Affirmations, definitely. What the journaling has been helpful mm-hmm. With the older ones. So that was like their 8 to 11. It is tough. So just what feels good to you? What words can you say about yourself? Learning what you feed yourself is really going to show up. Mm-hmm. One of the things I did ask them, and I thought it was important, is who do you talk to the most? Who are you with the most? You know, and they're like, oh, my mom. Who do you tell?
Friend. My who? Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't get it.
They didn't get it. And then what was the answer?
Yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But see, there's things like that stick with them.
Yes. Yeah. And they were like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. you're right.
The thing that I used to tell my kids all the time is, I'm not going to have you being this mean to one of my very favorite people in the world. You cannot be this mean to yourself. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself the way you would treat your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's usually way nicer how you would treat your friend than the way you're treating mm-hmm. yourself.
And we say it with a voice.
Oh,
so when we say, I love, like, I am awesome, I tell them to scream it. If you feel that vibration in your body mm-hmm. and that motion, it sticks with you. And when it feels good, you'll remember it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It will.
So it'll get wired. These things that you do, they're in classes. Mm-hmm. And you offer these classes, are they at schools, or where are the classes offered?
Hopefully we will be going there into the schools. But right now, we started at the clubhouse.
And
we did longer ones.
We thought we were just like, okay, we'll do the camp mm-hmm. and just offer it during summer break. But the feedback we were getting from the parents and just the tools, they mm-hmm. went back and used the meditation.
The breathing.
And they're like, you know, at night, we're like, give especially for the little ones, the stuffed animal.
Stuffed animal to help
hold them, learn things that can calm you. What helps? Mm-hmm. Not just looking to someone else. Mm-hmm. You have that power. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it just felt like it felt right. And we connected, and I'm like,
let's do this.
But like, it's too cold to start keep doing it outside of the clubhouse. Right. What are we going to do? You know, so we were looking at places, and now we're doing it at the co-working station. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we started just once a week. I mean, once a month, and then we started growing.
Yeah.
And now we're just offering it there, and then hopefully doing classes there.
So how many classes do you have going on right now? Are they broken down by like early elementary and late elementary age girls, or how is that broken down?
We give them like an opportunity. So we do 5 to 7 like 1 month, and then the next month we do 8 to 11. And okay. So every other month they get an opportunity to come mm-hmm. back to us. So maybe go out into the world, maybe practice some of these things, come back to us. And so it's that repetition mm-hmm. of coming to us, taking it out in the, you know, it's like college. You know, it's like,
And we give them, you know, homework as well.
Yeah.
And sheets and things that we've laminated, like to have up, because I think things what you can see keep. Will always come, you know, just like we do vision boards and mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah.
Things that they've made mm-hmm. that make them feel better. Like we've made like eye mm-hmm. pillows and just neat stuff.
Yeah, they love it.
Stress balls.
Yeah, because it doesn't work. So what works for one child right. might not work, you know. So I love their feedback too. Mm-hmm. So they'll tell, I loved it. Oh, can we do more? They love meditation.
They love meditation.
Craft.
That was one thing that we were like, we were a little bit scared. We're like, even if they just do it for 1 minute, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But that first time we did it, we were like blown away. And then the next time we saw them, we were like, can I do the meditation? I'm going to do the meditation. They were telling their friends about it mm-hmm. and stuff. We were like,
oh. So it's just interesting.
See, I'm so scared I would fall asleep if I meditated for long.
Well, there's different kinds of meditation. So one of the ones that they really like, well, we do a lot more like guided with mm-hmm. them because they're little. But we do it's called progressive muscle relaxation mm-hmm. where you start at like normally at your head and you like squeeze. So it teaches them to learn what their body feels like when they're tense or they're stressed or they're anxious. And then when you let it go, how good that feels. Mm-hmm.
And we have them jot it down.
Yeah.
Do it 5 minutes every day. If you,
they love
every
it.
Other, as many times, mm-hmm. there will be a difference. Mm-hmm. Give yourself 30 days, it'll become a habit.
Yeah.
I almost think, you're giving me kind of a flashback here. I almost think that when I was growing up in the 70s, mm-hmm. were taught this at school, like through guidance or something, because mm-hmm. this sounds so familiar.
You might have.
Or maybe gym or something.
And then in the 80s, they were like, I'm
yeah,
done.
And now yeah, everybody, it's so achievement-oriented and, you know.
Mindfulness is huge in a world that is just chaotic.
Yeah.
If you can learn to calm, you will train your brain. I mean, we can say that over and over, but you really need to believe it.
Yeah.
And I think it helps when you learn it from somebody else. It's mm-hmm. it's hard. I have 4 children of my own, and they're like, can Miss Brittany come and do it? Like my middle child, okay. She wants to go to her house and do mm-hmm. it because it's different than getting it from your mom.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's helpful.
Yeah.
And in schools, there's so many, they are doing that positivity project, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. at least at Holly Ridge is what I heard. And actually Reedy Creek, I've heard a couple of schools, so I was looking at it. And they're taking time, mindfulness, like 5-10 minutes at the start of the day. But that's still in the setting of school sometimes, that 9... It's a 3-block. Mm-hmm. It's good, so you know, to take that break. Mm-hmm. But to know, I don't know, the safe space, being somewhere else, or if you're in the recess, you can do it there. You don't, you know what I mean? Like being able to know you when there's chaos.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can calm yourself.
Just teaching them that they have the power. Yes. Like that their brain mm-hmm. is so very powerful, and you can really do anything. Like, you know, it can also be one of those powerful things on the bad side of the anxiety and all that stuff, but you can also reverse that. And when you have those thoughts, you have these tools
to regulate,
or
yeah.
just, you know, yeah. to help
it's like you.
You
can let your mind control you, or you can control yeah. your own thoughts.
You're in control of yourself, mind. Regardless of which way you go.
I think there's a lot of grown-ups who could use a refresher on that, too.
Yeah.
We've actually had adults that say, can you do a mom's class? Group?
And we were thinking later on.
I would like to take this class. And it's fun.
It is fun.
You know, and it's... I mean, they help me. The kids help me.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I feel if we can continue to do it, and they can just share it, mm-hmm. that would be great in our community.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
it's innate. Yeah. They could model the behavior that they learn in your classes mm-hmm. and help people who never even take your class.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's yeah. a dream.
Just giving and sharing it.
Happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to start this? Just... You saw a need in your own kids, or
like
you
she thought was saying that mutual friend.
Yeah,
friend.
We just both actually just had the same kind of passion of wanting to help kids. We both love kids, mm-hmm. have kids. Are
the fields are almost similar? You know,
yeah.
Because like, you're a counselor,
yeah.
in Brittany.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so we had a mutual friend. She's like, "Y'all have to meet," and we just like we and literally, I really think that. What, like maybe 5 months after we met, that's when we first had mm-hmm. like our first class. We're like, okay, let's do it.
Because wow. I have my material, she has her material, mm-hmm. And
it just kind of come together, and it was pretty easy and seamless.
It's fun, yeah.
It's fun, yeah. And we think a lot alike. Mm-hmm. So that's what really helps, too. We have the same goal, the same drive, and... It's, you know, it's just kind of neat to learn things from her, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, and yeah, like, by, we just, yeah, I don't know, we
I
just kind of
I've never done yoga, and I'm like, the body, remember, I'm like, ooh, I just, you know, because it is, it's,
I'm like, Erin, get a downward facing dog.
Yeah.
She's like, what's that?
I didn't know, so I was with the children, too, and I'm like, I'm learning with you guys, and that's helpful
mm-hmm.
for them. Because
well, to see that a grown-up doesn't know everything.
I don't.
And can still learn things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is open to learning things.
Yeah, and I am, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to learn. Because never say I can't. I was like, I can try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, might not do just as amazing as her, but I'm going to try. And I don't know, it goes hand in hand. I feel tension, stricken, like right my back, you know, mm-hmm. or anything. Like, because mm-hmm. I take in a lot, you know, like sitting and listening to clients, I feel my body. Mm-hmm. So when you know that you can relax,
mm-hmm.
she's helped me through that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's just, it's interesting how one person... You know, our friend got us together, and it was like, we can do this.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
take time for these kids outside of our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because it is
and
important.
And people cheer us on. Like, you know, come. I'm like, I'm going to. There is a lot of hours in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have the skills to do it, and we want to do it. Mm-hmm. And we love, like. I mean, we're kind of like big kids.
Yeah, I know. So, and there's a need. There's a need for it.
Yeah, there is.
Like.
When are the classes?
Right now, this month is going to be hopefully our last month of the Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
We offer them in the evenings. It gets tricky
during the week too. So
yeah,
we're gonna
because it's late and kids are at
school and right. after school activities
start early now.
Yes,
yeah.
So hopefully, starting March, we will be doing our 8 to 11 year olds and on Sundays.
Okay,
at 3 p.m.
And how would a parent who wanted to sign their daughter up for these classes, what would they do?
Our Facebook. Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook, Girls Empowered of Holly Springs.
Okay. I'll put a link to that in the show notes for the episode.
And
or they can email us.
Yeah, they can email us. It's
we can talk together.
Girls Empowered
of
Is it HS?
Of HS.
At Gmail. Yeah, gmail.com.
Okay, I'll put that in there too.
Yeah. But yeah, we have all of our. I was going to say, you're my other half of my brain, but.
We're going to talk together at the same
time. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so that's. And if they follow us on Facebook, we have everything on there. And we post like just encouraging things and tools and stuff like that too. Books, if we find books, mm-hmm. or just anything else that we find that might be helpful. So even if they have like older girls or something like that, that might not, or boys, mm-hmm. they can still go and follow us and still find some helpful information, or maybe a quote that just, maybe a mom's like struggling right now and yeah. just needs that quote that mm-hmm. we put down there.
Sometimes I have read things that somebody just posted kind of randomly and mm-hmm. I think, God, I really needed to hear that today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely. Like,
well, it's good that you are getting a hold of these girls at the age when they are still open mm-hmm. to learning things from adults, because I think that, you know, in middle school, a lot of kids kind of, they, and this is just normal part of mm-hmm. human relationship development, you start paying more attention to your peer group than yeah. you do your parents. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good that they are learning all of these strategies and techniques mm-hmm. early.
That, absolutely.
We wanted to do, I mean, start at the middle school, and I'm like, it was hard to get with them because mm-hmm. they're busy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, a lot of activities and the schoolwork is harder. Mm-hmm. So
more demand on them.
Yeah, much so I'm more. Like, if you can get it when the mind is still growing, like little, mm-hmm. it'll go with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what my supervisor even suggested when we hit. You know, it's yeah. a good age.
I think that we wish that we had had this when we were younger. Mm-hmm. You know, we were like, if we had had these tools or
yes.
these services, these classes, you know, just to help and not
be sad. Like, I
not
mean,
figure it out until you're like 30-something, you know.
This is what helps.
Yeah.
Because it was tough, you know, and you didn't want to share a lot of things sometimes. And it's a safe space. Mm-hmm. So it's, we have a consent. Whatever yeah. we say in here, mm-hmm. we can, you know, it's between us. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I think is important, because then you feel you can also be yourself right. yeah. too. But you hold things in, and sometimes you don't want to share it with your mom or something, and you don't want to get somebody in trouble or whatever. But yeah. if you have different tools.
Or you don't want to disappoint your parents
yes.
or
that's probably
make them
a bigger
worry
thing.
About you. Mm-hmm.
Something. So you hold it in, but if you have somewhere where you can really,
yeah.
I don't know, unwind and be yourself.
It's funny to see some of the girls too, because we'll have a couple of girls where be very shy, and the parents will say, you know, well, they're a little more reserved, and mm-hmm. the kid might be a little bit reserved at first, but then that second time it's like, whoo, like their family, mm-hmm. and they're just and they just
that
they completely oh yeah, we're like, oh my gosh, do you see the big change in her from this day to this day? It's crazy.
Well, and it's cool because not all of the girls go to the same school.
No.
Mm-hmm. So they're meeting new people, and
yeah. It's not easy. I mean, it's not easy to walk in and not know, you know. So I give them, like, I am so proud of you.
I would have been
scared.
And
we do, like, a brag, you know, in the beginning just to cheer, like.
Yeah, because they don't get to brag without somebody saying, stop bragging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or feel like they
are ashamed for saying something, for saying, I'm really good at this. Mm-hmm. But we want to embrace that. You are really good at that. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And we're going to listen to you, and we're not going to, you know, scold you, or we're not going to like, stop you. Mm-mm. You know, and everybody else is like, oh, that's so cool. And then they find out that they have different things in common with each other. So it really is. It's kind of, our little hearts are warmed up by the end of that night. So
yeah, the way that we got in contact with each other, mm-hmm. I have been wanting to do a podcast episode or series on bullying. Mm-hmm. And my original, I think what I wanted was to talk to a kid who was being bullied. Mm-hmm. Probably it would have to be a high schooler because they would be older and they would have maybe higher, you know, emotional maturity level to be able to explain some of these things and some of the vocabulary that you would need. And I've actually sought out stories, you know, from Facebook of people whose kids have been bullied. Mm-hmm. And I have heard some things that are just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. From pretty minor things, but when it happens to you, it's not minor. It feels like the end of the world. To truly major things that caused one family to pick up and move to another state because they were fearful of what was happening
to their daughter mm-hmm. and unsatisfied with the response that they got from the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I could not find anybody who was willing to talk about it. They would share their story with me, but grown women, for the most part, it was mothers talking to me and reaching mm-hmm. out to me. Mm-hmm. They were still, even though this bullying happened sometimes months ago, sometimes years ago, they were still reluctant to talk about it because they didn't want to be identified. They wow. didn't want to have their story anyway connected with them. And it was almost inevitably because they were afraid it would start back up again.
And that pain can be turned, though, into a power tool, yeah. you know?
But that's why I'm happy that you're yeah. doing this. And this is kind of the context through which we yeah. decided to talk to each other because mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't, mm-hmm. I know that it's not my job to fix the world, mm-hmm. but it's, we have to do better.
I think we all do. Just,
yeah.
All of our voices together, mm-hmm. you know?
I think the more we push these types of, not push, but you know what I'm saying? The more
to get us out there too,
yeah.
you know?
Because it's, bullying, I mean, it's going to happen. It's getting, because you can't control the other person mm-hmm. and what they're brought up with. And so you have to be able to know, you have to be able to have tools or to be able to know that you can talk to somebody
right.
that's not your parent mm-hmm. or whoever, or come to somebody like a mentor and tell them there's a problem, mm-hmm. you know, even, mm-hmm. you know, just simple tools for them, mm-hmm. whether it's just saying something to somebody, saying something to a friend, because then a friend can go
yeah.
and tell the counselor mm-hmm. or somebody else. Because there is a lot. I mean, I have a son
you'll
in middle school.
You'll be helping someone else too.
They don't want to, you know, they don't want it to start up. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be called, you know, like a somebody who mm-hmm. is a tattletale, and you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. Like this, that age, mm-hmm. I don't, you know, it's. It's rough.
What about somebody sharing their story?
What do you mean?
Like, is that being scared? I mean, you're scared to tell the story mm-hmm. because it comes to life again,
right?
You know.
Well, also just having it out in the public sphere. I know that this podcast, mm-hmm. Middle schoolers are not my demographic listener. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not yeah. they're not who listens to this.
Yeah.
But I think just the notion, just the idea
yeah.
that somebody hears what they went through and recognizes it and are like, I remember that and I'm going to start back up. I think there was just such a fear of their bully hearing it. Or I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. they just wanted to be done with it.
That if they brought it up or somebody heard it, then it would just bring mm-hmm. it all up again.
Yeah, I mean, one little girl was told throughout the school year that on this date, they were going, the bully was going to drag her into the bathroom at school by her ponytail, by her hair, and they were going to string her up in the bathroom. And after that, she was going to go to the girl's house and burn it down with her family in it.
Oh,
and that was that story, and the threat was repeated throughout the school year, and it was repeated by a growing group of kids who were aligning themselves with the bully.
So it was like it everybody was, against this
it,
girl.
There was this gigantic crescendo. And the poor girl was so scared. Her parents were so scared. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who moved to another state.
Was anybody, were there advances like towards like counselors and were there talks, mm-hmm. but then nothing happened?
Right. And it seems like nothing happened, but the way that confidentiality mm-hmm. laws and rules and, you know, guidelines go, you never really know.
Until something happens.
Right.
Like,
so that there's a disconnect. I don't know what we need to do other than just model being nice to each other.
And I do think being in the schools helps too.
I do think
that's where we'd like to go mm-hmm. next is having groups and mm-hmm. like after school groups for girls And, you know, even
showing them healthy relationships and what is not okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is not okay. And when you speak up, you will make a difference. Mm-hmm. Like, you will. I know that you feel it gets when there's a whole crew of people. It hurts.
Yeah.
And it will, you know, but you're not the only, they're targeting you. And there's other people too. You know, I feel one voice or knowing that you can come to us or something, you know, or our groups or whatever is just empowering. Knowing you have somewhere to go is helpful. That you're not alone.
A soft place to fall. I think Dr. Phil always used that phraseology, a soft place to fall.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
How did you? That's why I remember it after all these years.
Yeah. And that's something that we would like to offer is just knowing, hey, we are your people.
Yeah.
You know, you do not have to. They're talking nonsense because they're in pain as well. Mm-hmm. And
it's so hard to when you're a kid.
Yeah. For sure. And that's some of our role playing, you know, and knowing what confidence looks like too. Mm-hmm.
What the right kind of confidence.
Yes.
Like genuine, real confidence.
Self-love.
Not bluster and, you know.
But nobody will push you down with that. And repeating that to yourself is so helpful too. Just knowing you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this does not just happen to girls. We talked about this briefly before I hit record on this. Mm-hmm. Things happen to boys too, as you know. And I think a lot of times people think that boys just will maybe brush things off a little bit more and are less likely to spiral in their own heads and worry about things. But, you know, boys can be one mom reached out to me. Her son transferred here from another state. They moved here. And his, registration paper at the school went missing. And it became apparent that another student had swiped it because this other kid came up to the student whose mom came to me, and he repeated off his social security number to the kid and said, "I know your parents' names and I know where you moved from. This was your address in New York or wherever they had moved from." And it was like this little middle school cyber stalker in training. And it's the scariest thing in the
world.
That
is really scary.
What do you do about that?
Oh, man. These things happen.
Yeah, I mean, these are kind of the extreme kinds of stories that I've heard.
You've heard them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's...
And here in Holly Springs. Yeah. And certainly Holly Springs does not have a worse bullying problem than any other city or town or suburb. Yeah. Holly Springs is such a nice town for adults. Mm-hmm. I really feel like, you know, for the most part, adults are nice to each other.
Right.
And we need to, this is a great place to be able to model that for kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that what you're doing is very helpful and I'm so glad you're doing it. You're part of the reason that I wanted to do this podcast. I wanted people to know about the good things happening here.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Yes, there's that little bitter pill of these bullying extremes that I just talked about. Mm-hmm. But you two young women saw a need and you met each other and knew that your areas of expertise aligned really well and could be helpful. And look at, you're already helping young girls.
I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
absolutely.
It's really
doing what we want to do, and we're helping, and we're just,
and you feel that, like, it feels good when we do it.
Yeah,
you know, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, how much do the classes cost?
Currently, we're offering for an hour and a half,
$30.
$30 for if we're joining. We're encouraging them to come twice, so we're doing it two times. But if you want to just come to one individual. Mm-hmm. For an hour and a half, it's $35.
And that's mostly like the facility rental and any materials that you
need. Because we normally do a craft. Yeah. We do a craft.
Yeah.
And
we offer a snack. And
we do. Yeah, we always do a lot of
activities.
A lot of activities. We always do crafts. We always do meditation, breathing techniques, play.
Well, let me know when you offer this for 50-year-old people.
Adults.
Yeah. I'm like, come join us. Because I'm asking for a friend. Might need a refresher
a
from 1978 or when open school in Greensboro. You could hire like babysitters for the kids and focus on the mamas for one session.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Honestly,
And to do it with the moms, we've had that would request be nice. Too. Moms
that actually would be really nice.
So then they can encourage each other and practice the little, you know, the yoga poses themselves. The
breathing and stuff. Yeah. And we do send them home with stuff like that too. Yeah. So if we do like a breathing or anything like that, we send them home. So that the parents have it too. So it's not something that they just learn with us. It's something that they take home and they can put in their room or on the fridge.
Do you do any kind of Reiki with them or things like that?
No, because normally I actually would love to, but I have to get permission to do that. But
there's enough to do with all of the basics. You don't need to get into advanced.
No.
But I could techniques like that.
No, but Reiki's awesome though for kids though, especially for young ones who the anxiety and stuff. But any kind of calming thing that they can do for themselves to help themselves out.
The world is a crazy place.
The better
it really is, and you almost need to be a counselor to even be a parent anymore. I feel like because there's so much going on, but.
Yeah,
I'm happy that you're doing this, and I would love for you to expand to adults.
We want to definitely keep doing this and have our own facility one day.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started last summer, but that is our goal.
Well, when you see so many people responding so favorably to it, and you think, wow, I really hit on something.
We have.
This is, I don't know. I've worked in foster care and I've helped with children. I've just always felt that need. Like it lays on my heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's something I want to see with my kids. They're in school right now, you know, at a young age and from 11 to 4. And I can see the differences. I can see the challenges that they share.
Well, Holly Springs is lucky to have you, and I appreciate
Thank you.
Thank you so much for
women talking to me tonight.
Absolutely.
Thanks for sharing Girls Empowered of Holly Springs.
Yeah.
You probably already know about the little gem of a shop in downtown Holly Springs called Our Moments in Time. The thing I love about it is that it's different literally every time I'm in there, whether I go a couple of times a week or a couple of times a month. Owners Beth and Jerry Martinez D'Andino have handmade products from local artisans throughout the store and a great selection of coffee and tea drinks and snacks from local rock star baker Baked by Billy. Our Moments in Time is a great spot to pick up a one-of-a-kind gift for your Valentine and support local businesses. Whether it's a sassy wine glass or insulated tumbler from A Touch of Whimsy Designs or a sweet sign from Treasured Memories or one of the hundreds of other gift ideas within those walls, rest assured your Valentine will love their gift. It's a great spot to meet friends for a coffee or tea creation handmade just for you. There are fun nooks all around the store where you can sit and drink and catch up with a friend. They're located in the renovated White House on Main Street, across the street from Town Hall Commons. Tell them I sent you. Check the show notes to learn more about Girls Empowered of Holly Springs or to find out how to register for classes. These two women really embody what is special about our town with their grand plans for this program. You should have seen the way their faces just lit up when they spoke about all of the girls they've been able to help already. This episode was written, recorded, and produced by me, with music by Doug Maxwell and Meteorite Productions. Until next time, friends.